Chapter 7. We went in the side door. Sherlock said, "I'll look at Julia's room." Helen showed us the room. It was a small room. There was a low ceiling and a fireplace. It looked like a room in an old country house. There was a brown chest of drawers in one corner. The narrow bed was in another corner. The dressing table was next to the window. There were two wicker chairs in the room and a square rug. There was a bell rope by the bed. Sherlock sat in a chair. He looked around the room. "Who does the bell call?" he asked.
"The housekeeper," said Helen.
"It looks new," said Sherlock.
"Yes, they put it there only a few years ago," Helen said.
"Did your sister ask for it?" I asked.
"No, she didn't use it." "We looked after ourselves," said Helen.
"Very strange. I need to check the floor," Sherlock said.
Sherlock got on his hands and knees. He had his magnifying glass in his hand. He checked the cracks in the floorboards. He stood up and walked over to the bed. He looked at the bed and the wall. He tugged the bell rope.
"It's a fake," Sherlock said.
"What?" asked Helen.
"It isn't attached to a wire," said Sherlock. "It's on a hook next to the air vent opening."
"I never noticed that before," Helen said.
"There are two strange things in this room. The bell rope is fake, and the air vent doesn't go outside. It goes to the doctor's room," said Sherlock.
"He made a lot of changes. It took a long time." "They are all very small changes," Helen said.
"Now let's go to Dr. Grimsby Roylott's room," said Sherlock. Dr. Roylott's room was bigger than Julia's. It had a camp bed and a small wooden shelf with books on it. There was an armchair by the bed and a wooden chair by the wall. There was a round table and a large iron safe. Sherlock walked around the room. He looked at everything carefully.
"What's in the safe?" he asked.
"Business papers," Helen said.
"Is there a cat here?" Sherlock asked.
"No. Why?" Helen asked.
"There's a saucer of milk on it," said Sherlock.
"We don't have a cat. The cheetah and baboon are the only animals here," said Helen.
"The cheetah is a cat," I said. "A saucer of milk isn't food for a cheetah," Sherlock said.
He bent down by the chair. He looked at the seat of the chair carefully. He stood up. He put his magnifying glass in his pocket.
"What's that?" he asked.
There was a dog lead on the corner of the bed. It was tied.
"What do you think, Watson?" Sherlock asked.
"It's a dog lead. But why is it tied?" I asked.
"He's a clever man, Miss Stoner. Can we go back to the lawn?" he asked.
Sherlock walked up and down the lawn.